The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the one who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
My dear friends, this gospel was part of the teaching of Jesus about himself as the bread of life. When he was teaching the disciples that he is the bread of life, that anyone who eats this bread will live forever. Anyone who eats this bread, Jesus will live in him, and him, the person, will live in Jesus. When he was teaching this, most of the people who were listening to him, they did not want to accept this particular teaching. And they left. When Jesus saw that a lot of people have left, he turned to his disciples and asked them, "Do you want to leave?" And Peter said, "Oh, you have the words of eternal life. We will stick with you." In 2019, the bishops of USA conducted a Pew survey. They wanted to know if Catholics really believe in the real presence. Real presence is all about that in the Holy Eucharist, Jesus is present, body, blood, soul and divinity. And this was in fact the teaching of Jesus to the disciples when he was telling them that he is the bread of life. That if they want to live, they have to eat this bread of life. And many misunderstood him. They said, oh, we are not carnivorous. We cannot accept this teaching. But Jesus did not, because they left, he did not change the teaching. He still emphasized on that he is the bread of life. That in this bread of life, that is the Holy Eucharist, that he is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So after the survey, they came to realize that about 43% of Catholics don't know anything about this teaching regarding the real presence. About 28% of Catholics, they have heard about the teaching, but they don't believe in it. About 22% of Catholics have heard about this and they believe. About 5% of Catholics, they have heard about it, they don't want to think about it, and they don't want to believe. About 2% of Catholics, we do not know what they believe in at all. But the summary is only 22% of Catholics believe in the real presence. But one thing we have to understand is, even if they do not believe in the real presence, Jesus still insists and he still reminds us of the real presence of him in the Holy Eucharist. So, my dear friends in Christ, today's gospel reminds us of this teaching of Jesus, that in the Holy Eucharist, he is present. And it is only when we believe in it and accept this teaching, that is when we can experience the fruits of the Holy Eucharist. If we do not believe, then we cannot experience it. Jesus reminds us today that we have to believe it. And he is also asking us, do we want to leave? Do we want to abandon this teaching? I don't think so. Like Peter, we believe. It is our prayers that we will accept it and believe in it, because he has assured us, whoever eats him will have eternal life. So if we want to have eternal life is our spiritual life being sustained until we meet God face to face. If we want to meet God face to face, if we want to have this eternal life, we have to believe in this teaching. We have to accept it. And we have to eat his body and blood at all times. May our faith never fail. And may the words that we hear every day sustain us as we partake in this meal. May he continue to sustain us until we meet him face to face. Amen.